Why should you operate your business with a set of core values? Hi everyone, I'm Coach David J. Greer, and I want to talk today about core values in your business. So what do we mean by core values? Jim Collins, in his book Good to Great, I'll paraphrase a little here, says, get the right people on the bus. And I'd say you want to get the right people who share the same values and have the same behaviors as you and the rest of the company. And that's really what we mean by a set of core values. People say cultural values. It's a set of behaviors and beliefs that's shared among every single employee in the company. And that part's important. It's not just for your high performers, although we hope that every single person in your company is the highest performer they can be in their role. We really want this to apply to every single person who is part of the company. We want to have this because when everyone has the same behavior, communication is easier, coordination is easier, and as I like to tell entrepreneurs, the single most important thing you need to strive for is alignment. And it's a lot easier to create alignment if everyone shares the same core values. How does a company come about its core values? Typically, owner-founders create values that are aligned with their own values. Often this is done subconsciously without any real realization. And there's a real benefit to teasing out those core values and understanding them and documenting them and then applying them across the company. Another thing people ask me about is how do you discover your core values? Well, first of all, it's a discovery process. So while we all might want to be altruistic and have some kind of high altruistic values for what our core values are, first of all, you should discover what your real core values are, how you really operate the company. And to do that, ask yourselves, who would you hire in a heartbeat? What are the characteristics and attributes that you have of that person? Make a list of those and use that as a starting point. Alternatively, you can turn to your senior leadership team and yourself, and who's that one person who you really know shouldn't be there? And what is it about that person that doesn't fit in with everyone else? Sometimes knowing what not to look for helps you to figure out what you should be looking for in your cultural values. I believe you should only have a handful, five cultural values. That's enough for everyone to remember. In fact, five might even be hard for people to remember. I think you should have a phrase for each one rather than a single word. So again, it conveys more meaning to everyone. And then finally, I think you should sit down and write a paragraph for each of your core values so that it's better understood. Because remember, this is something that's going to have a long life. Hopefully these core values will even outlast you as the entrepreneur and leader of the company. This is something which you're setting up for the long term. The long-term behavior of the people in the company, how the company behaves, how it behaves with customers, how it behaves with suppliers, how it behaves with its employees and with each other. And if you put this work into identifying your core values, keeping them alive, making them part of the fabric of your business, my belief is that you will create a lot higher performance in your business because you'll have to share a lot less information. Everyone comes from the same place, they have the same belief system, and they just operate together much more simply. If you'd like some help in discovering your core values and how you can apply it to your business, how you can use your core values to gain greater performance, give me a call. Or send me an email. I'd love to have that conversation with you. Here's my promise to entrepreneurs. Spend 1 hour with me, and you will have three ideas that will accelerate your business in 90 days. What are you waiting for? I'm Coach David J. Greer. You can learn more on my website, coachdjgreer.com. And if you're stuck, just call me.
604-721-5732.